Tony Marcus was a black man with a big mustache and a small afro. He had on good clothes, Crow noticed. A dark pinstripe suit, a bright white shirt with a widespread collar. His pink silk tie was tied in a big Windsor knot.
"Who sold you this crap?" Tony Marcus said.
Crow smiled and shook his head. They were in the back room of a restaurant called Buddy's Fox. Marcus was sitting at his desk. Crow sat across from him. The two men with Marcus were standing. One was a huge man called Junior. The other one was a fidgety, skinny kid with his hair slicked back and a large gold ring in his ear. The kid's name was Tybop. He'd be the shooter, Crow thought.
"Well, whoever it was, they seen you coming."
"It's been stepped on a little," Crow said.
"Sample you gave me's been trampled on," Marcus said.
"So buy it cheap. Sell it for double."
"How'd you get to me?"
"I asked around."
"Where'd you get the blow?"
Crow smiled again and said nothing.
"Coke dealer named Bo Chang got clipped the other night in Chinatown. You know anything about that?"
"No."
"Where you from?" Marcus said.
"Out of town," Crow said.
"You Mexican or something?"
"Apache."
"Apache?"
"Yes."
"Like fucking Geronimo Apache?"
"Yes."
"What you call cheap?"
"100 for the lot."
"100 large?"
"Yes."
"Dream on, Geronimo."
"What you call cheap?"
"20.
A piece?" Marcus shook his head. $20,000 for the lot?" Crow sounded amazed.
"For Christ's sake, what I'm buying is about 3 keys of mannite."
"It's not that bad," Crow said.
"You want to talk to my chemist? It's shit. Means they got to market it to white college kids."
"A lot of them in Boston," Crow said.
"Why, I'm offering you 20.
"You got it here?" Crow said.
"Yes."
"Count it out," Crow said. "I'll be right back." Crow went out through the restaurant to where his car was parked on the street. He opened the trunk of his car, picked up the Nike bag, closed the trunk, and went back in through the restaurant. He put the bag on the desk. Marcus looked in it, sampled a little from each kilo, and shook his head in distaste.
"Yeah, same shit," he said.
He pushed a stack of hundreds across the desk. Crow picked it up and counted it. There were 200 of them.
"Okay," Crow said.
He stuffed the bills into his two side pockets.
"You took kind of a chance, didn't you? Come in here alone, selling me stuff. How'd you know we wouldn't just take it away from you?"
"Your reputation. You'd have to kill me to do it, and I figured it wasn't worth it to you for 3 kilos of baby laxative."
"I guess you figured right," Marcus said.
Crow looked at Tybop, jittering near the door, somewhere in his own world.
"And maybe I didn't think you could do it."
Marcus grinned.
"Don't let Tybop fool you," Marcus said. "He's pretty good."
"I guess we don't need to find out now," Crow said.
"Bo Chang was a tough little fucker," Marcus said.
Crow shrugged and went out of the office.